This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin didn't reach an agreement on Tuesday regarding a new stimulus plan, but both have moved closer to an agreement. That's according to a spokesman for Pelosi. As far as that progress that is being made, the Treasury Secretary says,
I would say that we continue to have discussions. Again, there's a lot of details other than just the top line number that we're exchanging paper. We continue to make progress on certain issues. On certain issues, we continue to be far apart.
The last presidential debate is set for Thursday night at Belmont University in Nashville. The debate commission adopting new rules to mute microphones to allow President Trump and Joe Biden 2 uninterrupted minutes for opening statements on each topic. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
A new Gallup poll released on Tuesday finds that 51% of Americans want to see Judge Amy Coney Barrett confirmed to the Supreme Court. The Gallup poll also found that 46% of adults oppose Barrett's confirmation, while 3% do not have an opinion on her filling the seat left vacant by the death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg last month. On Monday, Republicans struck down an effort led by Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York to adjourn the Senate until after the election, which would have effectively moved Barrett's confirmation until after Election Day. Only one Republican senator, Susan Collins of Maine, has said she would vote against Barrett because she does not believe a nominee should be brought forth before the presidential election. The Los Angeles Dodgers have a 1-0 lead in the World Series. Cody Bellinger hitting a 2-run home run in the fourth inning, and Los Angeles never trailed in an 8-3 win over the Tampa Bay Rays. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Project Veritas, an undercover journalism nonprofit, recorded a Google staffer speaking about the ability of the big tech giant to boost or censor political views. On the recording, a technical account manager at Google Marketing was recorded saying that Google can offer free credits and free advertising to the Democratic Party if they so choose to. This on the heels of former Twitter and Google executive Peter Greenberger saying it's time to silence President Trump on social media.
I believe that the tech companies generally have a responsibility to be neutral. I think in the case of Twitter specifically, it has been a great champion of the democratization of information as well as a strong supporter of freedom of expression. However, we are in a unique and I believe a fraught moment in time with a president who is desperate and he's facing a very difficult situation. I think the time is to mute the president temporarily while votes are being cast right now and until the winner is decided.
That audio courtesy of CNN. Disneyland officials aren't happy at all with what they call arbitrary and unworkable guidelines for reopening. The president of Disneyland Resort saying California is ignoring the fact the park has been proven it can welcome guests back safely. The theme park found out Tuesday it has to wait until Orange County is in the yellow tier of coronavirus spread to allow 25% capacity. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Jesse Romero joins us fresh from Tucson, where he did the opening prayer for Donald Trump's, one of the many, many stops that he's been doing in the last several weeks, ever since, you know, they took the COVID leash off of him. He has been nonstop, Jesse Romero.
That's right, Bill. And, I was honored to do the opening prayer over in the Tucson airport for President Trump. And what an inspirational president. If you've never heard him live, he's much better live than he is on TV. If you think he's good on television, you ain't seen nothing yet.
Well, there's just, there's a lot to be said about being around other people. You know, it just energizes both elements, energizes the president and his followers who are there in his presence, right?
Exactly. He admits confidence. He admits the virtue of hope. Mm-hmm. Where the other side, I mean, Biden does, he admits weakness. He admits hopelessness. You know, I'm going to lock down the country. You're going to wear masks for 4 years. There's just a total different aura that emits from each of the candidates, President Trump and Biden.
You know, you bring up a clear contrast here. Biden is teaching America how to put a lid on their lives. He shut down his campaign, 3.5 days early. I mean, he's locked down in his basement. That's been, a majority of his campaigning, where he's been locked down, where Donald Trump, except for the COVID holding him and locking him down as soon as he could, you know, he's been out there amongst the people, you know, putting out the right message, because, as opposed to the Biden campaign that gets cover and propaganda and in-kind advertising, you can say, from the mainstream media, Donald Trump has to rely on his Twitter base and his face-to-face contact with his followers.
Yeah, that's true. The fact is that it's basically it's Donald Trump against the world at this point. And I'm not exaggerating, because everybody, universities, Hollywood, like you said, social media, the mainstream media, everybody is basically against them, because against, they all have this globalist mindset.
Yes.
And he's the only person that's really standing against these globalists.
Jesse, you mentioned globalists, because I think this is the thing, you know, that people need to understand. I mean, there is a divide there between Donald Trump and, certainly the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party that, sent all our goods, and Joe Biden along with it, sent a lot of our manufacturers and our intelligence our equity intelligence for businesses and that sold it out to China and countries away from the United States. Somehow, I don't know, there's this idea that America should feel guilty for its success, for working hard, busting its butt all these years to leave a legacy for its grandchildren. And meanwhile, out the back door, you've got the Biden family enriching themselves and selling, right, selling the goods of America. And, you know, this is the divide. Yes, it promotes globalism at the expense of the American people.
Yeah, and the fact of the matter is that as Americans, we know that he cares about us. That's why you see something that I've never seen in any election in my life before. You have people just spontaneously start chanting, "We love you."
Is that cool?
We love
and that just start
you.
And that just started, Jesse. What's brought this on?
Well, I never saw this happen with Bush 1, Bush 2, or Reagan. And I'll tell you what, is because all of us know, whether you want to call us the deplorables or the forgotten men, all of us know that this president didn't come from some, you know, political family. We know that he's got our back. He's got the average American's back. And this is why there's this genuine connection to him from Main Street and not Wall Street.
Right. Exactly. I mean, he is he's remembered the forgotten man and woman with his policies, his promises that are fulfilled. And I believe that that's the natural reaction, Jesse, is that, you know, you don't love somebody that doesn't produce on their promise and is just a bunch of talk. But he has been there. I mean, he has taken the hit for everyday Americans, and something, you know, you and I have known for a number of years that we needed to have somebody on the Beltway that is looking out for our best interest, that is independent, not counting on big tech and all these, you know, domestic oligarchs that have been running our country for their own purposes and their own gain, and forget about the American people.
Billy, I'm going to tell you why it'll be a Biden and Harris presidency would be very dangerous, is because the communist Chinese communists, they basically own Biden. Mm. He's going to be their puppet. They're going to just manipulate him, and he's going to basically do their bidding. And that's what happens is when you're a politician and you're trying to curry favors with people that are giving you money, Joe Biden will be a disaster for this country. He'll undo everything President Trump has done.
He's going to absolutely, I mean, look at under the Obama-Biden regime, what happened to the middle class? I mean, it was all but destroyed because of the policies of the Democratic Party. And Biden's idea is he's going to make it better. How is he going to make it better? When in the 47 years of his political experience has he added to the American dream? I mean, I just think that's a fair question, because I, at the end of the day, I'm not seeing anything that I could hang his hat on and say, wow, I mean, yeah, but, you know, he's done this incredible list of positive things for America, including the Affordable Care Act, which was an absolute disaster, which they lied about. And even to this moment, the Democrats and Biden are hanging on to a thread to try to make it seem like it's something, when the bottom line is even they do not believe in the Affordable Care Act, that they want Medicare for all.
That's right. If you look at Biden's record, I'll just give just a kind of a football field analogy. President Trump, in 3 years, this guy has won 3 Super Bowls. What do I mean by that? What he's done for the people in this country with the economy, with securing our borders, with, you know, bringing patriotism back, with a free market economy, with, you know, putting in justices that are constitutionalist, you know, supporting the police, law and order, religious freedom. I mean, I can go on and on with this guy. This guy keeps winning, you know, I'm using the metaphor, he keeps winning Super Bowls.
Yes.
Why would the country want to fire a person who's won 3 Super Bowls back-to-back and replace him with a coach who in 47 years has never won a Super Bowl? Joe Biden has 47 years of a failed record as a politician. Why would we want to bring him in to replace somebody who has been basically the best friend that Main Street and that the forgotten men and that the deplorables have ever had in this country.
Yeah. Well, you ask if Joe Biden's ever won a Super Bowl. I ask, has he ever won a game? I mean, really, when you break it down, that's what you want to know. And like we've been saying here on this show, Jesse, that you want to know what people will do. Look at what they've done. And clearly, he's got a history he cannot run away from. It's obvious. But the media is doing everything they can to run interference and keep us in the dark and treat us like mushrooms, as they say. Jesse Romero is with us, and we've got more from him after this. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
There's nothing worse than thinking that your Medicare benefits are going to cover routine medical expenses like vision, dental, and prescription benefits, only to find that when an emergency arises, your Medicare plan is full of gaps that don't even begin to cover your medical emergency. How would it feel to have to go into debt because your Medicare program didn't cover everything 100%? Studies show that 95% of Medicare recipients pay more than $5,000 per year on out-of-pocket medical expenses. At SnapMedicare.com, we understand how important it is for you to be prepared for any type of medical emergency. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to find out exactly where you stand with your Medicare coverage and to save thousands on future costs. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare coverage, remember, call 800-286-5516. SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Emails direct. NSA free to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
Fresh and independent we are, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, 19 minutes after the top of the hour, and we're talking with Jesse Romero. His new book, A Catholic Vote for Trump, details why Donald Trump is the most sensible candidate for people of faith to vote for, primarily because he is pro-life, most pro-religious liberty, and most faith-friendly president. The author, theologian, former police officer, and first-generation Mexican. You know, Jesse, you and I have so much in common, except I didn't go into law enforcement. I served in the military. But you and I are joined at the hip here in terms of our faith and our study of theology and that. So good to be talking to you.
Hey, thanks a lot, Bill, for inviting me to your program. Yeah, I'm a retired Los Angeles deputy sheriff. And, I went on and got a degree in biblical theology later on. And, I'm also involved also in just kind of, being a surrogate for President Trump here in the Arizona area. I moved out here 5 years ago. But getting back to the elections, I would say to any Catholic, what Joe Biden said, I think disparagingly, to blacks on a radio program, I would just tell any Catholic, you ain't Catholic unless you vote for Trump. And I say that because as Catholics, we have doctrines that we have call non-negotiable,
exactly.
Things that are intrinsically evil. And everything that Joe Biden, the Biden and Harris ticket, which is the most anti-Catholic, anti-Christian ticket that we've ever seen in the history of this country, they basically are on the opposite sides of the fence of everything that any decent Christian believes in.
Mm-hmm.
But I think President Trump is going to win, Bill. I really do. Yeah. I'll tell you why, because I wear three hats.
Well Jesse, Trump. Jesse, wait just a minute here, because I want to focus a little bit on the Catholic issue, because some people get a little, sidestepped here. As one commentator said to me that Joe Biden is a practicing Catholic, and I wasn't trying to be disrespectful or anything like that, but the thing that came out of my mouth was he needs more practice. Because his positions on, Catholic doctrine, the basics, just even on abortion, I mean, that just doesn't fit, whatsoever. And, the problem is in today's religious circles, we want to think that God grades on the curve and that, God is elastic in his principles, kind of like what the Democrats want from a Supreme Court justice. No, the law is the law is the law, and God is clear about it. And as a Catholic, a practicing Catholic like you, I have learned the hard way that when I defy, for example, and the audience has heard me say this before, when I defy the laws of God, as simple as, the law of gravity, it hurts. And so I have learned the hard way in cases. And this is what, when somebody comes up and says, hey, I'm a Catholic, and like as if everything they say after that, comes as if it's from the mouth of God. Well, you better be real careful if you represent God. We know from the Bible what happened to false prophets. And so Joe Biden puts himself at grave risk, not even amongst the voters, but worse yet, from God himself, for misrepresenting, the Catholic faith. Because, I mean, like you, I'm going to take a stand against this and say this is unacceptable. And I've told other people of faith, evangelicals alike, that you need to look and understand the clear differences, the platform differences of the Republican and Democratic Party. And we have it posted on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Comes by way of the Family Research Council. And it's a brilliant piece there. And it's also backed, and you'd appreciate this, alongside each of these critical elements, the sanctity of life, and that it's all backed with scripture. So you can, take this to people of faith and let them decide for themselves. You tell me, who's going to be your God, the God that created heaven and earth, or the God that the Democrats would want us to believe?
Yeah, that's a good point, Bill. The fact is that as people of faith, I can just objectively say that the Democrats party right now, they're the anti-God party. Mm-hmm. And I would just say that because I'll prove it. If you go onto their website, RNC, DNC.com, RNC.com, and you read their party platform, mm-hmm. you'll find that the RNC mentions the name God 15 times in their party platform as a noun. Just like we mention God as a noun when we pray, like for
right.
example, our Father. We mention God as a noun, a person. The Democrat Party platform mentions God three times as, and all three times he's mentioned as an adjective. They say our God-given rights to such and such, our God-given rights to such and such. It's a throwaway line for the Democrat Party.
Right.
It's, they don't mention God like we do in the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution and in prayer as a noun.
Well, but Jesse, at a convention, they voted God out of their platform. You were in L.A., and you remember Anthony Villaraigosa, who was the mayor there, right? And he was in front of everybody, and he had to take a voice vote. It was so embarrassing. But they really kind of shoved that principle to the boos of the Democrats that were there at the convention, if you remember.
Oh, yeah. He walked out of the stage pretty embarrassed. And it also happened just a few weeks ago in the last one of the DNC conventions that they had. The moderator on two nights failed to say, as he's doing the Pledge of Allegiance, he failed to say, and that was intentional, one nation under God. He just committed that. And so the fact of the matter is, the proof is in the pudding. They are the anti-God party. They're a secular humanist party. And when you look at the Democrat Party platform at this point, what they want to do with big government, this is the danger of big government, is that big government, socialism is the state wants to become mom and dad and your teacher. And then you move a little bit further to communism, the state wants to become your God. That's the slippery slope we're moving into with the Democrat Party right now.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, the fact of the matter is, Jesse, in round numbers, and they found this out in the primary, but they're still insistent. This is the thing about ideologues. I agree with Jordan Peterson, is that you can be so ideologically fixed that you render yourself stupid. What they didn't discern from the primary is what they were trying to sell. 70%, even 70% of their own party didn't want it. And so here we are, even with the nomination, and it looks like we can pretty much count on the confirmation of Amy Coney Barrett. Barrett, the numbers that come out are close to that 70% again, that a majority of Americans see that she is, eminently qualified to be on the Supreme Court. And Democrats, independents, they all see it. It's quite clear. But the Democratic Party right now, with their policies that they want to push, are very anti-American. We are one nation under God. We're not afraid to say that. We believe that to be the case because that has been our heritage, has it not?
Absolutely. And I'll tell you that the Democrat Party today, they're no longer the party of JFK.
No.
He was definitely deeply patriotic. He was, pro-military. Of course, the issue of Roe versus Wade wasn't an issue back then, but he appeared to be strongly pro-life, at least in some of his statements, and he seemed to be strongly a person of faith.
Yes.
But we find ourselves right now, we got a complete different party that's been hijacked by the left. And right now you have Democrat senators that are openly anti-Catholic. Mazie Hirono, Kamala Harris, Dianne Feinstein, Dick Durbin, and I'm saying this based on Andrew Cuomo, their own statements as they grill, Amy Coney Barrett, and as they've grilled other people, Brian Boucher in the past and Andrew Cuomo, some of his statements that he's made about, pro-life Americans have no place in New York State. We have a party right now that has lost their way.
Well, Jesse Romero, I look forward to continuing this conversation. Congratulations on the book, A Catholic Vote for Trump. Yes, this is a must-read for Catholics, and I say people of all faith. I mean, the perspective that you bring and you bear on this topic is so important. If we're going to vote our values and vote our faith, I believe it's a clear choice, don't you?
Absolutely. You can get the book from 10books.com, 10books.com, or jesseromero.com. Or Amazon.com. Thanks,
and of course,
thanks for having me on.
You got it, buddy. And we're going to link it on our website as well. Jesse Romero, what an incredible background, incredible story. A theologian, former police officer, and first-generation Mexican. And we're going to talk more with Jesse in the weeks ahead. So stay with us.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. That's 800-519-3488. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin didn't reach an agreement on Tuesday regarding a new stimulus plan, but both have moved closer to an agreement. That's according to a spokesman for Pelosi. As far as that progress that is being made, the Treasury Secretary says,
I would say that we continue to have discussions. Again, there's a lot of details other than just the top line number that we're exchanging paper. We continue to make progress on certain issues. On certain issues, we continue to be far apart.
The last presidential debate is set for Thursday night at Belmont University in Nashville. The debate commission adopting new rules to mute microphones to allow President Trump and Joe Biden 2 uninterrupted minutes for opening statements on each topic. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting it.
Really does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
We're back with you. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. You know, as COVID-19 continues to drive record levels of e-commerce, this could also produce a holiday shopping season like none that we've ever experienced. Are you ready for that? Well, here with an advanced look at what we can expect for the holidays is Jenny Robertson, Senior Vice President for FedEx. Yeah, well, Jenny, I can tell you it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Are you ready to dance?
It is. It is. We're celebrating the holidays early, for sure.
Well, COVID-19 has triggered shipping volumes that rival the consistency of Christmas peak and Cyber Monday levels. So what's going on, Jenny?
That is absolutely right. So we have been shipping at holiday levels since March, and Now we're about to add the holiday rush on top of that, and we're calling it a ship-a-thon because we are warmed up, we're ready. We know this is not a sprint, it's an endurance test, and we're ready for it.
Well, that's great. Well, how will holiday shopping look different this year?
Well, we are really encouraging everyone to shop and ship early. Really pay attention to those cutoff times for different retailers because they're going to be a little earlier than normal as people prepare for the crush of the holiday shipping. And at this time of year and after a year like we've all had, nobody needs that type of craziness right at the end of the year. So we really encourage everyone to shop and ship early. You've seen a lot of retailer promotions earlier in the year than normal, and that's all designed to help everyone ensure that they have a calm, restful holiday season.
You know, you bring up a good point, Jenny. I think we all have had it with stress, you know, and whatever we can do, especially for the holidays. And I think that, you know, the advance work that FedEx is doing and the encouragement to get our packages out early will go a long way in maybe having peace on earth and goodwill toward men a little bit earlier this season. What do you think?
We are certainly hoping for that. We've been making a lot of plans to prepare. We are hiring 70,000 temporary workers for the season. We also are now delivering 7 days a week. So don't be surprised when you see a FedEx driver on your porch on Sunday leaving a package. And then finally, we're also expanding our access points. So you can drop off or pick up packages at Walgreens, Dollar General, FedEx office, whatever makes it easier for you.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and it's a good point that you state that FedEx has been in the neighborhoods on Sunday. It has been a surprise. I mean, this has been going on for a little bit this year, has it not?
We have really accelerated that during the pandemic. It was already in the works, but the pandemic made e-commerce grow so quickly that we accelerated our plans for Sunday deliveries. And as of September, 95% of the U.S. is now eligible to receive Sunday deliveries from us.
That's excellent. Well, what can we as consumers do to guarantee that our packages will be delivered?
Really pay attention to cutoff times. Start shopping now. Really get into the holiday season if you can, as soon as possible. And, you know, if you don't want to deal with packing your own boxes, you can take them to a FedEx office location and we'll pack it for you. And then just make sure that you are controlling your deliveries. You can use a tool like FedEx Delivery Manager where you can track your packages or redirect them. I'm a mom, and I don't want my kids to see their gifts on our porch,
yes.
So I'm going to be redirecting them to Walgreens or FedEx office where I'll go pick them up.
Oh, excellent. Well, we're talking with Jenny Robertson, Senior Vice President, Integrated Marketing and Communications with FedEx Services. Jenny, we know that, you know, the FedEx team has worked hard. How are they responding to all this new look and activity? I mean, this has to be, I guess, inspiring for them and, you know, cause them to up their game and, you know, probably seeing a lot more happy faces now 7 days a week across the country.
Absolutely. We have 500,000 employees around the world, and this is what they do. I mean, this is our real strength is delivering in challenging times, and this is what really makes us tick and keeps us going.
How are they dealing with the COVID crisis in terms of, you know, keeping everything safe and, you know, socially distanced and all that? Because, you know, FedEx are, you know, all the employees, like you say, they're humanoids like the rest of us. And it's a little bit of a challenge for them where before it was easy for them to say hi and give a smile. And now they're trying to do a smile through a mask. You know, how is that affecting them?
You know, safety is the first priority, of course. And so we are implementing social distancing in all of our operations. Our employees are provided with masks and hand sanitizer. And if they're coming in contact with a customer, they should be wearing a mask. And then we've also implemented no contact delivery. So there's no exchange of a device between the customer and our employees. But you're right. You know, there's nothing like that one-on-one interaction with customers. But we're still finding, you know, a friendly wave from the porch. And a lot of people have cameras. And so
yes.
We'll, you know, wave and say happy holidays. And that's the best we can do right now.
Well, and that's cool. I think we're all adapting, and at the same time, while we're missing that direct human interaction. But, you know, again, we cannot thank all your employees and the team and what they have done in getting packages to us. And we've got to up our game and play our role in making sure that our packages get delivered. And you've given us some great advice. Now, what will be different for retailers this holiday season?
So retailers, you probably saw last week, there were a lot more promotions and sales going on that normally would happen at the end of November. So retailers are really planning early because they want to make sure they're smoothing out the holiday season and that they don't have that crush of guests inside their stores. So we've been working very closely with retailers to ensure that we are managing our capacity for them and that we are ready to deliver when their customers begin those orders.
Mm-hmm. Jenny, what about the new capabilities that you're putting into place in place to handle this surge?
We have increased our automation. We're using new technology in a lot of our sort facilities, and we're really looking at how we can expand our capacity through unique uses of our network. You know, a lot more people are shipping large and oversized items, so we've created a separate network just for those oversized items to keep them moving as efficiently as possible. And then we're also, you know, working directly with our customers. We have a new service where we will deliver items via our freight option across your door. It's called FedEx Freight Direct, and that's a new offering, again, just to help with a lot of these bigger items that people are ordering during the pandemic.
Well, I got to imagine with the increased activity as you continue to grow, the demands for hiring continues as well, right, especially this season?
Yes. We are hiring 70,000 people, and that's all across the U.S. A lot of those employees will stay on with us full time, so we're really excited about that. But we are really excited for the season to get these new hires on board, and we just really appreciate your interest and time, Bill. And I want to add that if anyone wants more information, they can go to FedEx.com/holiday.
Well, Jenny Robertson, Senior Vice President of Integrated Marketing and Communications at FedEx Services has been our guest. Jenny, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, have a great season, and to the team at FedEx, we say, hey, thanks for all the hard work. It doesn't go unnoticed, and it's much appreciated.
Thank you, Bill. Happy holidays to you as well. We really appreciate it.
This report is sponsored by Humana. People with Medicare need to make an important decision in the coming weeks. As the Medicare Advantage and Prescription Drug Plan annual election period is here, running from October 15th through December 7th, selecting a Medicare plan can seem overwhelming, especially during this COVID-19 pandemic. But eligible individuals can still research plan options safely to ensure they make the right decision for their health needs. Jeff Fernandez is with Humana.
While it's common to have many questions, there are resources to help you choose the plan that's right for you without having to leave home, including informational websites, virtual educational events, and one-on-one virtual meetings with licensed health insurance agents. This will allow people with Medicare to gather the information they need to choose a Medicare plan safely and securely during this annual election period, which runs through December 7th.
For more information, visit Medicare.gov or Humana.com/Medicare.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may
may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Was a great day here at Bill Martinez Live. What more could you want?
Just more of the same, fresh and independent kind of stuff, and great interviews with, well, I'll tell you, we're so blessed to have the guests that come on the show, and our next guest is no exception. I mean, she adds to, you know, the quality of how we've been blessed, and really it is the hand of God, no doubt. And you're going to even understand even more so with our next guest, Rose Gangusa, a powerful and uplifting drama. She is the, I should say, I got ahead of myself. She's the producer of the critically acclaimed movie Fatima. And Fatima tells the story of a 10-year-old shepherd and her two young cousins in Fatima, Portugal, who report seeing visions of the Virgin Mary. Now, the producer of this critically acclaimed movie, which is now on digital and will be released on DVD the end of this month, on Tuesday, October the 27th, to be exact, is here with us now, Rose Gangusa. Rose, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you very much.
I got to tell you, when I saw the movie, it flashed me back to sixth grade in Catholic school. I think the first time I saw the documentary of Fatima, and there is a class. It was powerful then, and powerful now. I mean, it is the story that just keeps on giving, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Same thing happened to me when this project first came to me. I remembered the nuns and the white sheet and the projector.
Hey, we might have been in the same classroom. Who knows, right?
We might have been. Yeah, we might have been.
Exactly. So how did this project come to you, Rose?
So about 6 years ago, two gentlemen from California came to see me here in New York. They had options the remake rights to the original 1952 film that was made by Warner Brothers. And they presented this to me along with about three or four other scripts that they had. Their sole purpose was to make uplifting films and films that had Christian messaging. Mm-hmm. And of all of the scripts they presented to me, this one stood out because of obviously, the right. nuns in Catholic school and remembering that movie. Mm-hmm. But I said to them, I said, look, I would like to do this, but I want to make a film for everybody. I want to make a film that people outside of the Catholic religion are going to see, and I want to tell this story from the point of view of the children. So mm-hmm. we took the script that they had. I brought on Marco Pontecorvo, who is the Italian director, and a writer in Italy, and we adjusted it to kind of tell the story in a way that we put it within the historical context of 1917 in World War One, and what was going on in Portugal at the time, and what were the lives of these three children like when all of this began.
Mm-hmm. What is it about the story of Fatima that is so relevant even today, Rose?
I think, you know, I think the message today is even more telling than even when we started the project. And we would have never imagined that this film would have been happening during a pandemic and be released at this particular moment in time. Because, of course, when this all happened and the two younger children in this piece died from the pandemic in 1918, mm-hmm. So it's especially poignant from that point of view, but similar to what was going on in 1917 and 1918, the world is in crisis, and it's a different kind of war that we're waging, but it certainly is affecting our lives in the same kind of chaotic way.
No. War comes in all shapes and forms, but even in the midst of it, I think God makes himself known, which is what he did here clearly. And, you know, for those that were probably thinking, you know, and they must have been thinking, Rose, I can only imagine, that is this the end of the world? Is our yeah. redemption drawing nigh? Are we looking to the heavens to see where's the answer? I mean, much like we are today in 21st century America, right? Did I lose you?
I lost you. Hello?
Okay. Yeah, I can hear you. Okay. All right. Let's do this, Jason.
Hello?
Let's reconnect because I can hear her, but for some reason she's not hearing
me. Now I can hear.
Oh, now you can hear me. Okay.
Yes, no. I lost you for a bit.
Okay. Sure. Well, yeah. I didn't lose you. I could hear you. So, but it's okay. But just to repeat, so you can follow up. I just said that. You know, in much the same way as what they were experiencing at that point in thinking that maybe the end of the world as they knew it was coming to an end. I mean, here we are. A lot of people in today's America, well, around the world, are looking to the heavens and saying, is our redemption drawing nigh?
I know. Yes, I feel the same way. Mm-hmm. It's hard, you know, because I do work around the world. So every single day I'm speaking to people in many different countries, South America, Europe mostly, but everybody's in the same situation. And I find that people are praying a lot more
yes.
than they were before all of this happened. So what I hope is that, you know, there is some kind of message of peace and the fact that miracles can happen. I mean, that's what we need now, and that's what we really need to believe.
Exactly.
And when we made the film and when I got involved in this project, that was my main objective. And it was way before any of this happened.
Mm-hmm. This really is, Fatima is really a miracle, isn't it? I mean, beyond making the movie, I mean, just the true story.
That's much of a miracle, too.
I'm sorry, say again?
That was pretty much of a miracle. It took took me 5 years
yes.
to do this movie, which is a lot of time in real years, in real time. And it's mm-hmm. every single day and lots of prayers and lots of candles lit. But we finally got there.
Well, we know that God doesn't do things by accident. It had to be on purpose that
yeah.
this movie would come to the forefront at a time such as this, if I might say that.
Yes, I think it was meant to be. We all kind of look back on it and think, well, the whole struggle of making it was worth it because, like, this is our small contribution mm-hmm. to maybe making people feel better about their lives right now.
Right. It is a time to reconnect. I believe, with God Almighty. This is what I'm sensing. You're sensing it around the world with different cultures, people that you're talking. It encourages me to hear you say that, you know, it's like we have this corporate uplift of, you know, prayers of incense rising to the Almighty, asking, you know, for forgiveness in much of what, you know, 2 Chronicles 7:14 calls for. You know, yes. If my people will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, that God will hear our prayers from heaven and heal our land. And what healing our land represents, you know, for some it's peace. For some it's the realization of our true purpose, because so many people have been frustrated because they're not realizing God's purpose in their life. And they wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning staring at the ceiling tiles and saying, what's wrong with my life? What's wrong with this world, right?
Yes, yes, that's very, very true. I had sent a screener of the film to the actor Mark Rylance, who many people feel is the greatest actor in the world right now, and to see what he thought of it. And he called me and he said, you know, this reminds me of a Pasolini film. And at the end of this movie, I cried so much. And I thought, oh my God, I sent it to the director, and I said, well, you've been compared to Pasolini and one of the greatest actors on earth. You made him cry. So
wow.
I think, you know, that says a lot, you know.
Yeah.
And these are people who have seen the film, who aren't, you know, necessarily religious and don't go to church all the time and, you know, haven't really been connected with their religion or their faith, have responded to this film in very interesting ways. And that's, you know, Jewish people and people, you know, of different faiths. And that makes me feel that, you know, maybe we did something right, you know, that that we've inspired people.
Well, there's a lot to be said about that which is good and noble and truthful, right? And especially in an era in which we live in, where there's so much anonymous reporting, there's so much narrative. But I believe that, you know, people all around the world are, you know, they are starving, you know, for the truth. And yeah. When the truth hits their heart, it's undeniable, isn't it?
Yeah. And it's something that transcends politics. I think we're all so involved in the political narrative. It's coming at us from every single corner.
And, right.
You know, to make something that wasn't made to fill a political agenda feels good. Because right now, when we go out to sell a story for a film to any of the myriad of distributors and all, you know, they want everything to fit in a box. And that was the problem of getting this film done. It didn't fit any of those boxes. And we were just fortunate to find two gentlemen who wanted to see this film made. Who gave me the money and our group the money to do this in a way that is almost impossible to do in Hollywood. So, and to prove that we could tell the story in a way that would garner
exactly.
Huge audiences.
See, miracles still happen, Rose Ganguzo.
They do happen.
Exactly. We got a minute left here. The takeaway of this movie for the audience, what is your prayer and hope?
I hope that, you know, people buy the DVD or rent it on their VOD or, you know, eventually watch it on Amazon Prime or however they watch it, and watch it with their family. This is a film for everybody. You know, it's for kids and adults and the faithful and the unfaithful.
Well, it's available on DVD come Tuesday, October the 27th. And when does it start streaming? Is it streaming now?
Yeah, you can go on any of your VOD channels, on your cable systems, or Amazon Prime, or any of those things, and you can get it that way as well.
Well, thank you so much for you and the team to live the dream and to bring it to us once again. Fatima, and now available. Rose Ganguzo, thank you, Rose.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Do the letter.